They tore down old buildings and built those parking lots. Now that you can park there for a nominal sum.
Like
50 cents for the first hour and 25 cents for the all remaining hours.
Yeah. Do these buildings that you're talking to, they have like several layers?
Yeah, quite a few do, huh?
Mm-hmm. Would you call that a parking lot too?
that's a good question. Now, like the Exchange National Bank has about 5 or 6 floors of parking space there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't call it a lot. A parking area, I suppose you'd call it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What are the tallest, largest buildings in Tampa?
Well, the First National Bank is the largest, the tallest building. I think they call it the First Financial Tower now. And it's, if I remember right, it's 33 stories high. And next to that would be the Exchange National Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 20-something. I don't remember how many stories high it is.
Mm-hmm. Is there any general terms that you have to for, you know, really tall, large buildings?
Well, they still call them skyscrapers here.
Oh, do you? Okay. Okay.
They're not like New York, but...
Well, okay. A reasonable facsimile there.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Okay. What might you call large apartment buildings?
Well, some of them are called condominiums because they're the ones that are owned by the individuals. And the others, I guess, I would just call rental apartments.
Hey, would you ever call them a high rise?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. 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 What kind of passageways are there behind buildings?
Alleys.
Okay. Would you call just anything that goes between? Would this be more apt to be applied to like downtown? Or might you have an alley behind your house?
Yes. You could have an alley behind your house or downtown, either one.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'll have to admit that the alley is usually associated with where the garbage cans are and so forth, you know?
Okay. What might you call an area in the city where the buildings have been torn down and not yet replaced?
Demolished buildings, a demolished area? Or?
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call it like a vacant lot or anything such as that?
Oh, sure. But that was too simple.
I get harder questions.
I was looking for a hard answer.
Would you call an area in like a neighborhood where children might play?
A playground? You mean?
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe in Ybor City where a building's torn down. Would you call that a vacant lot too, you know, where kids might play around?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Where might you get a drink, drink of water in a public building?
At a water fountain, you mean?
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. If it was in a park, would you still call it a water fountain?
Sure.
Okay. We're most in areas what, you know, you yourself would call them.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Okay, can you name some different kinds of cars and trucks other than brand names? Just in general, you know, descriptions.